Welcome to Cashflow Positive. I'm your host, Kenny Bedwell, founder of SCR Insights, one of the leading data platforms in the industry. Through using data and analytics, I've been able to replace my W-2 with cash flow from my successful short-term rentals. And my goal is to help you achieve the same freedom and success. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just a novice looking to make your mark, Cashflow Positive is your go-to resource for unlocking the full potential of your property portfolio. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Cashflow Positive. I'm your host, Kenny Bedwell, and today we're going to be talking about how you can make over $500,000 off of one short-term rental property. I happen to know a few individuals who are doing that, and I want to talk about their properties and why their properties are so unique and what drives that type of revenue, how they're driving that type of revenue, because it isn't just simply putting it on Airbnb. Now, their properties, some of their properties are pretty pricey and they've dumped a significant amount of capital into them, but hear me out on this. None of them have paid over $2.5 million for their properties. That includes cash all in. So in fact, one of them paid just a little over $1 million and probably put about $200,000 into it, which is incredible type of returns you can get. So let's talk about the type of properties and the attributes you need. Now, there are many people, actually, believe it or not, on Airbnb that are generating that kind of revenue, but their properties aren't your typical normal properties that are, you know, you would just think, oh yeah, this property is going to generate 500K. It has to be something unique. It has to be offering something unique. Also, in the places that they're generating this revenue, sometimes it's not in the typical markets. Like the people I know that generate over 500K, they're not in some of the big vacation rental markets like maybe Florida or, you know, the Smokies or ski markets or in Montana or Colorado. These are in places that, you know, some of them are in the middle of nowhere, believe it or not, while others are in, you know, medium popularity markets. So the fact that somebody can generate that much revenue. Now, keep in mind too, when I'm talking about the revenue, it's gross. Okay. So they're not netting 500K. They're grossing 500K, but still, I mean, come on, that's a lot of money, right? So let's talk about these types of properties and what specific attributes they have. And maybe it's something you're interested in, and at least figuring out how to do. And heck, 400,000 wouldn't be bad too, right? Or even 300,000. So, but I think there's lessons to be learned here that we can apply that can help increase our revenue. And that's exactly what I want to share on this episode. And then the part two, I'm actually interviewing one of those people who generate over $500,000 off of one Airbnb. And so be sure to listen to that episode. Tons of good nuggets there, but let's dive into it. Okay. So the first thing that's really important to understand about properties that generate at least 500K is every single one of them is at least six bedrooms or more. Okay. Now keep in mind, we're talking about what do they have in common? What makes them stand out? Just general attributes that are comparable amongst all of them. And the first thing is they're over six bedrooms. So does that mean you should only get six bedroom properties? No, that's not what I'm talking about, but there's some ingredients here to hit that kind of revenue. And why six bedrooms? Why is that even being brought up? Well, think about it. Who is going to pay $1,500, $2,000, $3,000 a night even? And it's going to have to be some sort of groups, right? This isn't going to be some couples getaway or, you know, unique A-frame out in the woods. Like, I'm sorry, it could be cool and have really cool features, but, you know, there is what people are willing to pay. And so the people who are willing to pay those kind of prices are usually large groups, right? Either it could be multiple families or, you know, generational families, like a family reunion or a church group or corporate retreat. That's a big one too. And it's these large groups, but they can break up the cost into chunks. Now, it could be like grandma paying for everything or mom or you know, CEO or whatever. But the reality is normally these costs are split within the group. Okay. So now, the host isn't dealing with that split, but these groups are. So it makes it a lot more affordable, right? Like imagine if you're going to a place with, let's say 20 friends. Okay. That's a lot. I mean, I don't know if I have 20 friends, but Maybe being a little mean to myself, but think about it, 20 different people, right? Family members, friends, whatever you want to call it. And you're like, okay, we can all just pick hotel rooms, or we can get this really, really cool Airbnb that's $2,000 a night. And we only pay $100 a person, you know, per night. So I mean, that's pretty attractive, and that's very affordable for each person. And they get a really, really cool experience and a cool property that has some unique things. And that's what we're going to talk about. Number two. So number one, they're all six bedrooms or more because they can host large groups, and that makes it more affordable for those groups. Okay. Number two, and this is probably the biggest one, they all have some sort of unique experience about them with their properties. Okay. So I'm not really going to spoil the interview that I did on the second episode that I want you to listen to, but the reality, I do want to give you some specific examples on this call. So number one, property that I've seen is the guy put in, instead of a swimming pool in this market in California, which is pretty common, like every single house has a swimming pool, just like in Florida too, right? In some of these markets, every house has a pool. Instead of a swimming pool, his backyard was large enough to put in a lazy river. Okay. He bought $1 million house. He spent over $700,000 pimping out this house and putting in a massive lazy river with like a really cool water slides and other things in the center. You know, there's little bridges that go over the lazy river, but has a lazy river. I mean, who the heck is going to compete with that, right? At that level. So like, and that's typically the thing about these properties is they have something so unique about them that drives people there because they want to stay there. They want to experience. It's not just a nice house. It's not just a luxury house. Everything is luxury now, right? Everybody's calling everything luxury now. So like, what exactly are they doing? So they're offering a unique experience. Now, this is one that's really common that I hear a lot are wedding venues. Wedding venues make a ton of money because you got the venue, you've got the, you know, dining aspect of it. You know, there's other little add-ons that you can do too. And it's big money, right? So like, there's a ton of properties that are doing that. I don't even want to talk about those because that's not really what a lot of us want to do, is have a wedding venue, like a unique wedding. Maybe you do. Okay. I'm just speaking for myself at least. But the reality is like, even a wedding venue, it's got to have some sort of unique experience, whether it be the view and land and space. And that is one of the unique, one of the key attributes to have in these properties is they have space. Okay. What does that mean? Meaning that like they're not on top of their neighbors. Okay. They have the ability to add something extremely unique to their property, whether it be a lazy river, whether it be multiple swimming pools, whether it be a private pond lake, maybe like a lake, right? Whether it be, I'm just trying to give some examples, the wedding venues. Okay, or whether it be one of them had a miniature, well, I say miniature, it was like it's a 9-hole golf course on it. All right. So like that's pretty crazy, right? 9-hole golf course. That's huge. Okay. So like the space and the privacy is very, very important for large groups. All right. So whether you're gonna go try to get a property that generates over $500,000 in gross revenue or not, you know, that's to be determined. But the reality is if you're trying to maximize revenue, there is a correlation to increased revenue and the amount of space that your property offers. It could be the square footage of the property too. People in large groups that like to gather don't like to be crammed into places. Okay, so marketing your space and your privacy and your seclusion is key. And when I'm looking for opportunities and deals nowadays, I'm looking for those three key things: space, privacy, seclusion. Okay, maybe privacy, seclusion, you could argue the same thing, but the reality is people want those things. And when you have those things, you have the opportunity to enhance the experience for the particular guest, meaning you can add unique amenities or experiences. And I'm going to give you some examples of that too, on things that can work to help increase and the satisfaction of that guest in their experience. Okay. So these are all secret ingredients to the property. If we go back to the property that has a lazy river, it's in a neighborhood, but all the properties have a couple of acres, right? So he has the space to be able to do that. you know, I mentioned the 9-hole golf cart or golf course property. I also, you know, the other property that's got a little lake. Okay. It's not just, you know, a pond. It's not just something tiny, but it's like on its own private lake, which is crazy. It's a huge property, private lake. There's a ton of different examples of this where these properties just have unique things, but it's all correlated with space. Okay. And if you're going to do a wedding venue, what do they have? They have space and privacy and seclusion, right? Whether it's with the views or, you know, the backyard. There's one that's actually near my property in Watkins Glen, New York. They literally have an entire backyard, and in the back of the backyard, there's a huge waterfall. Okay. Now it's not man-made waterfall. It's a private waterfall, but they, some point in time, bought this property that had this backyard that owned this. The only view that you can get is if you walk onto their property. You, they have a little side area for like, for public people, but when they do weddings and things like that, they, you know, you can't go over there. You can't, you know, it's private, but they, and the wedding parties have this really cool shot of the, this waterfall. It's a very unique set. So things like that are really what drive revenue, take it to the next level, right? And so if you're, even if you're, you know, looking to push like 200 to 250 to 300 even, you're going to have space, whether it's inside the property or outside the property. Okay. So I talked at nauseam about that one. Let's move on to the next one. So I want to get into some of the different attributes of these properties. I talked about Lazy River, talked about the wedding venues. I mentioned the private lake, the private golf course. And one of the other things though, is that a lot of these properties, they have amazing hospitality. Their ratings, if you go on Airbnb, they're pretty much 5 stars, maybe like 4.99 with 200 reviews or something like that. So there is an extremely high correlation to the next level. And when I'm saying next level, I'm talking $400,000, $500,000 properties generate revenue and the level of hospitality they're offering. It is on another level from the rest of their competition, okay? So they truly are luxury. They truly are offering a 5-star experience, right? And people are willing to pay for that, and they get a ton of repeat clients, ton of repeat guests, and that boosts their revenue. So it's not only the, just the fact that, okay, cool, yeah, this property is, you know, has a unique type of cattle, and there can be a private chef that will cook you the beef from this, at this particular property. I'm giving away examples here that I'll talk about later, but like literally like the experience, the farmstead experience, it's like this massive, you know, property, but it's the hospitality. It's the experience of the guests get. And people rave about these properties. They're not just, oh, cool, it was like a crappy stay, bad beds, not clean, but it had a golf course. Therefore, it's worth $2,000 a night all year round. Like that's not the case. Right? These, all of these properties are offering a 5-star stay. So what that means is if, once again, if you are taking your, wanting to take your property from that, you know, to that next level, wherever you're at, even at the 150, at the 100 level, gross revenue level, 5-star hospitality is one of the key ingredients to helping you increase your revenue. Okay. So that's really important. Now with Jeff a few weeks ago from IntelliHost, we talked about guest favorite. We talked about how much that actually impacts revenue. And the truth is your ratings and reviews impact revenue. I've talked about that before. So hopefully you've learned from that and you apply that. All right. So the hospitality side. And then finally, the last key ingredient that all of these properties do is they have direct booking sites. Okay. Now I'm a really, really, really bad example of this. I'm not going to lie. I have one direct booking site for my property, one property, but I don't have it for the other ones. They're smaller and I don't care. I don't need it. It's a very heavy Airbnb. This is the urban market, right? So I'm not the best example, but my big property does. And it's the same thing that I deal and what these other properties are doing is if your property and you're offering a 5-star stay, the repeat guest is going to make you more money and take you to the next level. Why? Because they're going to book at, especially if they're direct booking, they're going to book at a good rate, meaning Airbnb's not going to take anything from you or the guest. So you can offer them a slight discount because they don't have to pay Airbnb 13 or 15%. And then you don't have to pay Airbnb, or if it's VRBO, you know, their hunk of flesh that they want from you. So the direct bookings are good from that angle. But more importantly, as you provide these five-star stays, people come back more and more and more and more. It becomes a tradition, right? Your property is essential to their family or their corporation or whatever. It's a part of it now. At the same time, every single year, it's something you can count on. There's nothing better in business than being able to count on someone's business, like so consistency, right? I know I'm going to make revenue and this amount of revenue at this given time. And that is an amazing thing to feel. And so now your property is in higher demand, right? Meaning you can increase prices. Therefore, you make more money. And that's why these properties are also doing that too. So they have a unique brand and they're marketing that brand. And they're getting at least, I talked to every single one of these people, at least 20 to, I mean, some of them it's even 60, 70%. 20% was the lowest amount. It was a newer property too. So 20% was direct bookings. And some that had been more established were all the way up to 70% of their business was not coming from Airbnb, but from direct bookings because it had been around. Offering that hospitality, having a unique stay, offering the seclusion, the privacy, the space that people can gather with the unique experience is how these properties are doing it. Okay. I don't know if I will ever own a property that will generate over $500,000 in gross income. Hopefully one day. That sounds like a really cool goal. But the reality is it probably won't happen for one way or the other. I don't mean to be a pessimist here, but the likelihood of that happening can, you know, it's got to be some, I'm mentioning unique experiences and so on. But I can get pretty close, 300, maybe even 400,000 on particular properties, applying these ingredients. However, I want to make this important note here. Remember, just because you might not be able to afford a property like that right now, or your revenue isn't at that level, these are all the key ingredients that can help any property get to the next level. Or if you're simply looking for something at a smaller budget range, maybe 500,000 or 800,000, and you're like, hey, I want a property that can make more money. What do I need to be looking for? Privacy, seclusion, space, unique experiences, and providing that five-star stay and building a brand. Okay. So all of these things, I keep going back to the ingredients, but that's really what it is, right? So, and that ties straight into your operations and making sure you have the right tech in place, the right teams, right pricing and all that good stuff. But do these things. And they will help your revenue, especially when you're looking for potential deals down the road or if you currently have a short-term rental. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know you will enjoy the next episode when I interview one of these owners of a $500,000 grossing property. My name is Kenny Bedwell. I will see you on the next episode of Cashflow Positive. And if you haven't already done so, please subscribe, whether you're on Spotify or iTunes to this podcast. It means the world to me. Thank you so much. And I will see you on the next episode.